Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try. Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This was all brought up because I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and he was talking about his grandma. And he was just shaking his head. He's like, grandma got busted again at a restaurant because she takes everything. And I don't know if it's an older generation thing, like that she feels the need to do that, because I feel like we all do it. But he said that she takes salt and pepper shakers.
Oh.
She will take all the sugar packets. He said she has been known, if they go to a fancy restaurant, that she will shove like 5 or 6 of the cloth napkins in her purse.
5 or 6?
She calls them reusable linens.
Cheapers.
So she, takes the reusable linens. Huh. He said she has taken hot sauces. She's taken steak sauces from steak places that they go to. He's like, you're not going to believe this. One time we were at a restaurant, and she went to the bathroom, came back, opened up her purse, and kind of did one of these like, at him. She had a stack of paper towels in her purse. She took paper towels from the bathroom.
Oh, grandma.
And if you
gosh.
Think that's crazy, he's like, the best one, the best family story is they were at some place. It could have been a Bennigan's or whatever. He didn't say. But before they left, she had been talking about a picture that was on the wall. This picture. He's like, it wasn't big. He's like, maybe 12 by 8, 8 by 10 or whatever. He's like, we went to leave, and she took the picture off.
No. Grandma!
And it was one of those things where he said we all just kind of laughed about it. We didn't stop her. We just wanted to see how far like she could get away with this. And he's like, it's in the guest bathroom at her house.
Grandma's stealing artwork now.
I know. So grandma has taken everything from salt and pepper to paper towels out of the bathroom to the ding-dang picture on the wall. At one restaurant.
Grandma may have a problem here.
Grandma's going to end up in the clink at some point.
In the clink.
So we're going to open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What have you stolen from a restaurant? We're not condoning it, but we've all been there. Katie, what did you steal?
Well, I was a server for a long time, so I also have seen people steal quite a few things. Like, you know, the salt, the sugar containers that have all the different kinds of sugar. I can't tell you how many times I'd go back to the table and it would just be gone. And we had extra sugar caddies in the back because it was such a common occurrence. Like, people just love those little containers that you get at restaurants. Also, I'm guilty of that because I have a collection of ramekins at my house that I have taken.
Those are like the little dipping bowls.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you put like a side of ranch in, right? Like, I have been known to put that in a to-go container and and take it, and I've got a little collection. But, you know, again, that it doesn't make me feel good to do it. I will put it out there. Like, when I see those ramekins, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You get a little bit of a jolt, though, right?
That. Yeah, but, you know, like, yeah, exactly. It's common. It's
you
common
get a
out
little
there.
Bit of excitement. So I went through a phase where we took a, like we went through a brewery phase where we were going to all these breweries and stuff, and I would take a glass every time we went to a brewery.
Yeah.
Because they'd have their logo on it or something, and I probably had 25 glasses at one point that I was just stealing from restaurants. And it was kind of like a challenge, you know, when you're in some of these places where they're wide open and there's big tables and a lot of people, like for me or Nick, to slip it into Nicole's purse and take it, you know, or she would maybe be an accomplice in that. I kid you not. Every one of those glasses has fallen out of the cupboard and smashed on the floor at some point.
It's a karma
total
thing, right?
Total karma thing.
Yeah.
Total karma thing.
It's like, this is so not supposed
don't do
to leave
it
the
anymore.
Restaurant.
I think I've got one left, and it might be a Red Robin glass. I don't know. Just saying. But yeah, everything has fallen and broken. And I went through a phase, too. Whenever I would go out to lunch with somebody, it would be a challenge for me to, like, slip the sugar packet holder into like a jacket pocket
that's
or something
I mean, the sugar
of them
caddy.
Of them. So if they had a jacket hanging on their chair, I would see how much like packets of sugar I could get into their pocket of the jacket before they would find out, or the sugar holder.
Oh,
they would walk out many
funny.
Times. We'd get out to the parking lot, and there'd be forks in their pocket. You know,
you're inviting other people into your thievery.
I know, it was like a challenge at some point. So we've all been
funny.
There. We've all done it. But what do you guys have at your house? What's your collection of restaurant stuff? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are blowing up. Josh is trying to grab all these. We can do a couple of them. Hi, Joel.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, buddy. All right, so hey. Are you a klepto? Have you been stealing stuff?
It's not me, but I'm guilty by association. Throughout the years, My mom would always throw her like steak knife and with a to-go box or the little dip the dip cups that would come with the ranch or barbecue sauce.
It's like Katie.
So now I'm an adult and I have a lot of these items at my house. Some of my favorite steak knives say Applebee's on them, you know.
Yes. We're breaking out the fine them. Silverware tonight.
Yeah, but possession is 9/10 of the law.
Exactly.
Dude, I know people that are like that. They'll, you know, go to say an Applebee's multiple times throughout the year and they make it a point to like take a steak knife each and every time. So yes, they will eventually have a 12-piece setting at the house. And
they're good knives, too.
They're good knives. And exactly. It's just, you got kind of some funny stories behind it.
For sure.
Yeah,
hey,
buddy.
Can I give a shout out to my cousin Jenny, who apparently listens to the show all the time, and she was telling the family she heard me on the radio.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Shout out, cousin Jenny. Good morning.
What up,
morning,
cousin Jenny?
Jenny.
All right, Joel. Well, we're going to let you go before the police get a hold of you, buddy.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, later. Joel.
Later, Gator. Let's do a couple more, then we got to hop into a break. Tanya.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning to you. All right, what are you stealing from restaurants?
Well, so I used to live in the Bay Area in California, and do you remember the 49er, a player, his name, he passed away, but his name is Dwight Clark.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. He had a restaurant called Clark's by the Bay.
Oh.
And so I took my uncle, who's a huge 49er fan, and I thought, oh, look at the menu. It's got his autograph. We should try to take it. So we were thinking about it, you know, and I'm like, I don't have a purse big enough, but we'll do it. And so I look outside, and who's in the parking lot? Dwight Clark himself.
Hey!
Who comes over and signs something for us. And I thought, well, okay, now I don't have to steal anything. We got his autograph, so.
You could have had him sign the menu.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to take the menu.
So you didn't end up taking the
you
menu
didn't
then?
Do
you
it.
Did not?
I didn't, but I wanted to for my
you
uncle.
Should
I was,
have.
I was ready to do it.
That's
you know?
Hilarious. You would have got busted.
Put it down your pants next time. That's where it goes.
Pardon me?
Just saying, a menu would fit there.
Excuse
you know?
Me?
That was ages ago because that restaurant's not there anymore. He's not there anymore. He's not with us any longer, so.
Yeah, may he rest.
Yes.
Tanya, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
All right, you guys too.
Bye, right, Tanya.
Bye. Tara!
Good morning.
Good morning, you big ray of sunshine. So what did you steal?
so I can't compete with a chair. But right before the Jesse Murph concert at the Boulder Theater, my friends and I went out to a Mexican restaurant, and we took one of those, like, mini skillets.
A mini skillet?
Yeah, and we had to carry it, like, through the whole concert, the whole time.
That's awesome. And just
we're,
cause.
Like, walking out, and this guy starts getting belligerent with us. And, like, my brother-in-law, he has the skillet, like, in the back of his pants.
Oh,
kind of like
go.
He would, like, a concealed carry or something.
Right.
Luckily, he backed off, but he was like, man, luckily, I didn't have to use that handy-dandy skillet.
Right.
So that's all we got, guys.
Start whapping people with it. Thing, thong, thing, thong, thing. That's awesome. Well, we have not had a mini skillet yet.
Yeah,
so
it's a new one.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Have a good day, Tara.
Pretty good. Who's been holding a while? Oh, sweet Nick Nack. Hi, Nick Nack. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. So,
morning.
What did you steal?
So, I have two. I stole Red Robin spices.
Oh, that's, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
my they're on gosh. The table. That's
yeah.
right.
Just take do they still
them.
Do that?
That's right.
Do they still put that
oh,
on the table?
I was there on Sunday. Yes, they do.
Did you take
they
it?
Do.
No, I didn't take it.
No.
Everybody has stolen one of those, right?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. That's a good one, Nick. What's the other one?
The cheese grater from Olive Garden.
Oh, my God. You
how did you get that
what?
Out?
Usually that's for the, so how'd you get your hands on that?
I just had the server leave it on the table, and we put it in the diaper bag.
Oh,
back
my
when Alyssa was in the 80s.
That's gosh. Intense. That's up there with the picture off the wall
yeah.
and the chair. Like, that'll get you thrown in jail, Nick Nack. You still have it?
I do not.
Aww.
Did they steal it back?
She brought it back one day.
No.
No. Oh, all right.
Funny.
Well, that one's pretty solid.
That's good stuff, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Phone lines are ringing, 303-691-1649. We want to know what you stole from a restaurant. It's Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Just talking about all this thievery this morning.
Mm-hmm, stealing.
I think it's going on more than we know, honestly. And it's just the very brave few this morning that are actually speaking up
yeah.
and telling us what they stole.
We
so,
appreciate you.
Yeah. What did you steal?
Well, I'm really notorious about not only the sauce containers for every restaurant. They kind of just jump into my to-go container. But I love the melting pot, and they have this, like, buttery wine seasoning thing that I think you have to pay for, but it found its way in my purse as well.
Like, a buttery just, wine seasony thing.
Is it another, like, shaker that's on the table that you put in your purse?
It is.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, it is. It's delicious, and now every time I use it, I'm just, like, full of sin. Like, this is
as you should be.
So
full of sin.
But everything tastes so buttery
yes,
now.
Yes, it's so good.
So buttery.
Now I've got to try this seasoning.
That's funny.
It's so good.
Now you said that was from the melting pot?
Yeah, from the melting pot.
Oh,
it has
okay.
like a wine sauce in it, or like a wine seasoning to it.
I feel like you could walk away. I feel like you could walk away with a ton of stuff from melting pot,
oh,
like
yeah.
the little trays.
Well, you can. And
the cooking pot.
I'm gonna take the whole skewer.
The burners,
thing, yeah.
the skewers. You take a lot of stuff from melting.
I mean, they
pot.
Might stop you at the burners. Like, we need those.
Look, the melting pot is so expensive. I can kind of be like, you know what? I paid for this
yeah,
indirectly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll justify it. Sure.
Yeah, the amount that you pay there should justify
yeah.
it.
Yes. I'm sorry, officer, but my meal was $150. So. Oh, well, let him go. Let
I
him go.
I feel like I paid
this.
For it.
Let him go. Sean, you're funny. Enjoy your buttery seasoning.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Sean.
I will say one of the biggest things that we took at one point, you know, you can go to those restaurants where they bring out the metal bucket with like four Coronas
oh,
in it,
yeah.
five Coronas. We took the bucket one.
You took that?
We took the bucket.
Louise.
It was a different time.
I could see
I was
that,
in my
though.
20s.
Some of those are nice. Like, they have the Coors logo on it.
We
and stuff,
took the
and
bucket.
Good
no,
for
and
you.
I was going to say that. Like, a lot of these ramekins that I, you know, thieved was when I was younger. I mean, we're talking 20s, 30s. Oh,
I took something.
You know what I mean? Like
2 months ago.
I was trying to think. Like,
it's not so much anymore that
two or three
I'm stealing things from the restaurants.
Well, you guys have met her, Angela. You know, sweet girl that I'm
yeah,
friends
yeah.
with. Yeah, great girl.
Hot Angela.
She's a sweetheart, but we went all as a bunch of friends went to a restaurant, and we've talked about this. It's that a restaurant up at the top of that one.
Oh, the
building.
Fancy place.
And
no names,
but they give you blankets if you're seated outside, and these blankets are embroidered.
Oh,
they're embroidered with the name. Really nice, heavy, soft blankets. And she looks at me. She's like, "Josh, take this. I want this." And I was like,
"You're pretty. I'll do anything."
She's like, "All right, sure, yeah, whatever. All right, well, whatever she's just a pal, dude. She's just a friend." But anyway, we took it, and we sold that like 3 months ago.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, great. My gosh, Joshua.
I feel like he stole something else from her, but I can't say
it.
What did you steal from a restaurant? 303-691-1649. I've got Melody and Patty. So this is kind of your last call if you want to chime in. 303-691-1649. Let's jump to Melody. Hi, Melody.
Hey.
Hey,
morning.
You. All right. So what kind of thievery have you partaken in?
Well, it started as a team building event at Bolero. Decided to get a round of Moscow Mules. And I decided, you know, I really like these copper mugs. So I convinced three other people with me to all take one. So I ended up with a set of four.
Oh,
you got copper mugs?
Those are spendy.
Yeah. Like, that's expensive.
Well, now I get to serve fancy Moscow Mules.
I know.
At home.
Right? You're like,
I can make them at home.
You know,
no
I
judgment, kinda... Melody. It's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of judgment, Melody.
No, because,
what are you talking about?
Melody,
no.
I took a bunch of the Irish cups. The glasses, from the Irish Guinness, a bunch of Guinness
okay.
glasses.
Guinness,
from a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. We can serve now. We can serve really nice drinks. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, did you sneak them out like in a purse then?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In a purse.
I love it.
It's
all right.
Easy. Like, it's crazy.
I would feel like I could never drink out of those mugs. Like, I'd get sick or something. Like, I'm getting copper poisoning because they are stolen mugs. Melody,
well,
thank you.
I couldn't fit all four in my bag, so I'd convince everyone to take one.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She only
all
has
right.
a quarter of that karma, Jeremy, just so you know.
You're just going to get a little sick.
Just a little.
Thank you, Melody. Have a good day.
Bye, Melody.
Bye. Oh, now they're coming in. Josh is grabbing these. Patty. Hi, Patty Cake.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what are you stealing?
So there's a very nice steakhouse in Steamboat. We have a place up there, and we go multiple times a year. And one time we were there and had maybe one or three too many martinis. And we just thought these were the most fabulous steak knives we've ever seen.
There we go.
So every time we go, everyone steals a steak knife, and we have an entire drawer full of them at our place in Steamboat.
God, that's hilarious.
That's amazing, Patty. And then you've got a cool story behind it, too. Like,
I didn't buy these.
Yeah,
this is why the cost of everything is going up at restaurants.
Worth it.
It's because of you, Patty.
Yes. Well, you know, we needed steak knives.
Yeah. Oh,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
And when you have that liquid courage, it makes it just fun, doesn't it? Like a little bit.
And
like,
I'm taking this glass, too.
It's their fault they made the martini so good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some excellent justification. Excellent justification.
Yes. I love it, Patty.
Bye, Patty. Have a good
day.
Bye.
Bye.
Patty
Again,
and I
those,
talked...
like, those knives, I feel like I'd lop a finger off at some point.
Oh, yeah. We talked off the air, and that restaurant in Steamboat, we both know which one that is. It is nice.
Yeah.
It's
is it?
Nice
with really
fantastic
good.
Steak knives. They're
I'm
so
sure.
good.
I took a glass from a Las Vegas hotel because, as you know, the drink prices in Vegas are insane. Mm-hmm. So we sat down at a particular hotel. I ordered an old fashioned, and it was like $35 or something for an old fashioned with just like bullet in it. And I was like, I'm taking this glass.
See?
This is my glass.
You're like, I essentially paid for the glass.
And I will say, I do still have that glass. It's in my like drink cabinet.
Do you like
it?
So
it's
like
a decent little glass.
It's post a pic.
I took it. Yeah,
post a pic of it.
I won't say what hotel. Shannon.
Good morning.
Hey
Good
there.
Morning to you. So what did you steal?
So I used to bartend at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I had an entire cupboard full of their plastic cups that I would take home at the end of my shift. Because I would still be thirsty, and I'd be like the last one to leave, so nobody would notice that I had it.
How many cups are
so
we
I
talking?
Have a bunch of them. Oh, I mean, I have a family of five, and there's at least plenty of us all to have
two cups. Shannon, I want you to gather them all up and take them back today.
No, see, the thing is it was when I lived in Oklahoma, so I'm not there anymore.
Mm.
so guilt-free now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
because you couldn't find a Buffalo Wild Wings location here.
There's one across the street from us.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. You're funny. And you
they're
are,
a good cup.
They are a good cup. There's those are those like plastic ones, right? That are kind of
they're the good plastic tall cups.
They're like the Pizza Hut cups.
You can buy little reusable plastic lids and put them on there. So if you're outside, you can put a lid on it and it fits right.
Impress your friends and everything.
Cup.
Perfect. You're funny, Shannon. Thank you for the call. That's a good one.
Thank you. We love listening to you guys in the morning.
We love you.
Thanks, Shannon.
Kisses.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. I will say, we'll get to Bonnie last word here. The amount of people writing in about how we were upset about Josh getting the $30 cake for $5 the other day
is pretty darn funny.
They're all like, y'all were mad at Josh for getting that cake for $5.
Thank you.
Here we are stealing
food. I was reading those texts, and I wanted to bring that up, so I'm glad you did.
It's funny how that works out that way. I'm still very disappointed in you, Josh.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. How are you?
Super dupes. So we are talking about the things that you have stolen from restaurants. What do you got?
So in South Dakota, in Sturgis, there was a bar called The Night Owl that everybody hung out at, and they had a chainsaw-carved owl that sat at their door, and we stole the owl.
Oh.
You win.
Yeah, I know.
You win. You win the topic.
I didn't win because, like, you know how you think you're all sneaky and sly when you're drunk. Like, they knew. And
they knew.
Were like, hey, you going to bring the owl back? I was like, yeah, we'll bring the owl back.
But still, you took a chainsaw. You took a chainsaw-carved owl, Bonnie.
You're like, what owl? No, we didn't steal it.
Yeah, who took this?
Who took this?
It was Bonnie. Bonnie took the owl.
Bonnie and Co. I don't even remember which friends I was with.
That's hilarious. Bonnie, that's the call of the morning. Thank you for chiming in.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.